This is the organizational meeting of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee. We've got some business to take care of this morning to the formal organizing of our committee. And then we're going to have a brief presentation by Mr. Taylor, our LAO. But before we get started, I see one, two, three, four, five. We're going to go ahead and have the roll call to establish the quorum.
Senators Bate.
Here.
Fuller. Lara. Mitchell.
Here.
Monning.
Here.
Nielsen.
Here.
Pan. Skinner.
Here.
Assemblymember Arambula.
Here.
Bloom. Chavez.
Here.
McCarty. Melendez. Obernolte.
Here.
Ting.
Here.
Weber.
Thank you very much. A quorum has been established. With that, I'll ask for a motion to nominate the chair and vice chair and Senator Monning.
So moved.
Thank you.
I would like to nominate Chair Holly Mitchell and Vice Chair Jim Nielsen. Do we want to do one at a time?
You think we should accept? What do you think?
Thank you. That's a tough
It really
sure,
is. Okay. All right.
Actually, I was in error. We should probably do this one at a time. I would like to nominate Senator Holly Mitchell.
A motion has been made to nominate Mitchell as chair of the committee. Is there any discussion? There's been motion and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Senators Bate.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Fuller. Lara. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Nielsen. Nielsen, aye. Pan. Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Assemblymember Arambula. Assemblymember Arambula, aye. Bloom. Chavez.
Aye.
Chavez, aye. McCarty. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Obernolte.
Aye.
Obernolte, aye. Ting.
Aye.
Ting, aye.
And I'll entertain a motion to nominate the vice chair of the committee.
I would be Assemblymember Ting.
The motion has been made to nominate Assemblymember Ting. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Please call roll.
Senators Bate.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Fuller. Lara. Mitchell.
Aye.
Aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Pan. Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Assemblymember Arambula.
Aye.
Arambula, aye. Bloom. Chavez.
Aye.
Chavez, aye. McCarty. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Obernolte.
Aye.
Obernolte, aye. Ting.
Aye.
Ting, aye. Weber.
The motion carries. Congratulations, Assemblymember Ting. I look forward to working with you. I hope everyone has received a copy of the proposed committee rules. If anyone needs a copy, let me know now. Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the committee rules.
So moved.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any questions? Please call the roll.
Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Fuller. Lara. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning. Monning, aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Pan. Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Arambula.
Aye.
Arambula, aye. Bloom. Chavez.
Aye.
Chavez, aye. McCarty. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Obernolte.
Aye.
Obernolte, aye. Ting.
Aye.
Ting, aye. Weber.
Thank you. Committee rules have been accepted. With that, welcome, Mr. Taylor. Thank you very much. Mr. Taylor, the LAO, will be making a brief presentation.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. I will be very brief. The main role of this committee is to review so-called 30-day notification letters. This is sort of a behind-the-scenes kind of thing. Basically, the legislature has delegated to the administration very limited authority under prescribed rules about making changes to the budget after it has been adopted. These are typically, you have more federal funds that come in, or a department wants to move a little bit of money between its schedules amounts. They're not usually serious issues for your review, and that's why you've delegated this authority to them. However, the administration must notify you first ahead of time so that my office, your staffs can take a look at it, and if you have any issues with that, you typically work through the chair because oftentimes these notification letters can come when you're out of session. Ms. Collins does an excellent job of trying to mediate and coordinate and get the issues resolved. But the main thing that my staff look at is that we want to make sure that we're preserving your prerogatives and that the administration is not overstepping the bounds in which you've placed this limited authority that they've been given. For example, I'll tell you very personally, I get irritated when I see a letter right now where the administration is asking for a 30-day review, which typically means about 10 or 12 days for us to look at it, when they've had months to look at these things. And what they should do is take it in front of the subcommittees that you're now starting your process, where you can take the time that you want to make those decisions. So those typically are the things that we will bring to your attention. And again, they're not often. Most of this is relatively small stuff, non-controversial, but those are the things that we look for. And with that, Madam Chair, I'm obviously happy to elaborate or answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Taylor, as always. Any questions of the LAO from committee members? Senator Skinner.
Are there any current 30-day letters?
Oh, they come through all the time. And Ms. Collins tracks them very well, but they're always coming through.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing none, is there any? Senator Nielsen, you sure? Any public comment? We know you're all here waiting anxiously for sub three. Seeing no public comment, thank you, Mr. Taylor and colleagues. The Joint Legislative Budget Committee stands adjourned.